Be'ezer Hashem Yisbo'ch, we begin Perek Shlishi, the third chapter in the Rambam Hilchos Bikurim, in the laws of the first fruits in the Sefer Zerahim. When this Perek, the Rambam discusses regarding the consumption of the Bikurim and their bringing them to Yerushalayim. As Rambam begins Halacha Alf regarding the sanctification of the Bikurim of the first fruits, starts when it enters into the walls of the city of Yerushalayim. Habikurim, the first fruits, Nisim Eisim La'anche Mishma, they're given to the men, meaning the Kahanim, of that group of that week who are doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. And they divide amongst themselves those bikurim, like all the kachim, the holy things, the karbanis of the Beis HaMikdash, that is done on that day, that group of kanim get it. Now, Kaviar Bian already explained in the 15th parak of Hilchas Trumas and Lacha Chaf and onward, Shehim Kruyin Truma, that bikurim are called Truma. Now, Olafikach, therefore, as the Pasuk says, Trumas Yedecha, which refers to bikurim, Olafikach, therefore, Zar Sha'achal Bikurim B'chal Makam, if a non-Kohen eats the first fruits wherever it is, Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim, he's liable for death at the hands of heaven, like the Halacha is by Truma. Now, Behu, that is stipulating that Shayoich L'ma'achar Shenichnasu L'chayim Es Yerushalayim, if he ate it after at least once entered into the walls of Yerushalayim, because that's when it attains the sanctity of Bikurim. Now, Halacha Beis, let's say some of the Bikurim were within the walls of Yerushalayim, and some of them have not yet entered, they're still outside the walls. So the ones that already entered within the walls, those, if a Zar eats it, would be Chayiv Misa. And it's going to have the halacha like Hekdesh, like for all its halachas. And that which is on the outside, that will be mundane, like all its halachas, because they're not yet entered into the walls of Yerushalayim. Halacha Gimel. Kohen sha'achal bikurim chutz l'Yerushalayim. Let's say a kohen, who he is generally allowed to eat bikurim, let's say he eats it out of Yerushalayim, me'achar she'nichnasu lefnim l'chayim, once it had already entered into the walls of Yerushalayim, again, because before goes in, it's like chulin. But it already went in, and now he goes and he eats it out of Yerushalayim. They took it out. So like when I tell you, he gets biblical lashes, because it says in the pasuk in the barim, le'suchu lechol b'sherecha, you're not allowed to eat this in your own towns, begrim, etc. Or truma sedecha, one of the items mentioned over there is the truma of your hands, which behema bikurim, that refers to bikurim, k'mishmaran mechaz truma, like we explained in hechaz truma, in perek tezvav halacha chaf. And therefore that's violating negative prohibition, getting biblical lashes. V'chein sotu machol ma'koin b'yushalayim, sotu, even if the koin eats it in Yerushalayim, but koin ma'nocha b'azar, before it was placed down in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, also like when he gets lashes from the, biblically, k'misha chol ma'chutz, as if he ate it out of Yerushalayim, and the reason is l'fishim tu'in ma'nocha b'azar, because they need to be placed down in the courtyard, and like it says in the Pasuk, v'hinachdu l'fnei Hashem ha'kecha, that it should be placed down in front of Hashem, your God, and if it's not, again, that's a violation of that negative prohibition. Halacha Dalet. Now, once the one who brings it into the court places it down, then then comes to permit it to the kain, and although he didn't yet say his confession, his haidah for bringing the bikurim, and that's okay, even if he didn't confess, because the reciting of the parasha of bikurim does not withhold the ability of eating it. Now, what if Bikurim, the first fruits, went out of its boundaries, meaning out of Yerushalayim, which is the place of where it's allowed to be eaten, but then the Chazur is brought back in, then Mutar Machila, then it's permitted to be eaten, because although the Bikurim are like Kachim, which becomes Psul when it goes out, Bachutz, that doesn't apply in that element regarding Bikurim. Halacha Hey, the Ram discusses certain stringency that Bikurim has over Truma. Achilas bikurim kechilas trum l'chodvam. Now, generally, the ketzamja bikurim is like the ketzamja truma for all talachas. Like we said, it's called truma, trumas yedecha. But yaseh bikurim, there are certain additional stringency that apply by the first fruits. Shehem asrum lo'einen. It's forbidden for someone who lost his relative that day to consume it. Utun avos makom also has to be brought to Yerushalayim. And v'koyin tar sha'achal bikurim tameim. If a koyin that's tar eats bikurim that are tameh, loike he gets lashes. Kishem shaloike Yisrael tar. Just like if a Yisrael that's tar, that sha'ochel ma'isa shenish nitma, that eats ma'isa shen, that became tummy, just like he gets lashes, so too would apply by bikurim, because bikurim actually is equated, it's compared to ma'isa sheni, ma'she'en ki b'truma, whereas these halachas, these stringencies do not apply by truma, where it's not forbidden to an einin, it's only by the vidur of the ma'isa, we say lo yichalti b'eini, it also does not have to be brought to Yerushalayim, and a kohen that eats truma that becomes tummy is only a violation of a positive commandment, not getting lashes, and not a negative prohibition entirely. Now, how do we know the Bikurim, the first fruits, are forbidden to an Oinin? Some laws is relevant that day. Because it says regarding them, you should rejoice in all the good that Hashem has given you. Now, the inference is that you have to eat in a state of joy, not in a state of mourning when the person's relative died. Now, whoever does eat in the state of aninus, makanis and makas maridus, they only give him rabbinic lashes. And the reason for that is because it's only derivation of a violation of a positive commandment. What the lava boh machal say has halachic status like a positive commandment, which does not get biblical lashes, but one would get rabbinic lashes. Halacha Zayin Dram continues regarding the vessel that the first fruits are brought in and those which are secondary to the bikurim. So habikurim, the first fruits tun keli requires a vessel. Just like it says in the pasuk, b'sam to betana, you should place it in a basket. Now, a mitzvah and a mufcha, the most choicest type of mitzvah, is lahavik kol min v'min b'kli b'fnei atzmi. Each one of the species that you bring from the shibbutz aminim, which is the obligation of bikurim, should have its own vessel. Now, v'mevim b'kliach, if it's brought in one vessel, yes, the one has fulfilled its obligation, but b'levim b'irvuv, they should not be brought when they're all intermingled and mixed together. Ella, rather, even though it's in one basket, you should have soyim l'mato, barley in the bottom, v'chid magabeim, wheat on top of them, b'zeis magabeim, the olives on top of them, u'tumar magabeim, the dates on top of them, b'rimon magabeim, and pomegranates on top of them, u'te'en l'malam akeli, and then you have the figs on the top of the vessel. And v'yidav echad masik b'min v'min, you should have one thing separate in between each one of the species, kugain hutzin, for example, like the leaves of a palm tree, v'chelef, wild grass, or elm, leaves of a kismin, things like that separating. And umakiv lateinim, and you surround for the figs that are on the top with eshkoyle shalanovim, with clusters of grapes, and b'chutz from the outside, and that's how you go and you bring the shibbutz aminim, even if you're going to bring it in one vessel. Now halacha has, if heviyim mekli matras, let's say they bring their bikurim in a metal vessel, so neitel ha'koin ha'bikurim, so the koin takes the first fruits, v'chayse kli lev olav, and the vessel goes back to its owner because such a expensive and precious vessel is not considered secondary and nullified to the bikurim. But the mevim b'kliyah rava, let's say they bring them in a willow basket, v'chelev, or made out of grass, v'kitzim, and things like that. Then ha'reha bikurim v'hasan l'kanim, then the first fruits and the baskets go to the kanim. But v'nitma bikurim, if the bikurim become tamei, then ein hasan l'kanim, then the baskets do not go to the kanim, because since the bikurim, which are primary, are not valid because it's tamei, so to the baskets, which are secondary to that, is not going to go to the kain. Halacha tes, when they would bring the bikurim, they would bring in their hands also these turtle doves and these young doves. And they would also hang from the sides of the baskets, and these turtle doves and these young doves, to crown the first fruits. Now, the birds that are with the baskets, that they would sacrifice as totally burnt sacrifices. And those that they held in their hands, that they would give to the count. Allah Yidram continues regarding this confession of thanks that a person is supposed to say when he brings the bikur. Mitzvah sasei l'hizvadis b'mikdash is a positive commandment to confess, which also is from the word of haidah, of to give thanks in the base of mikdash, al bikurim, on the first fruits, b'shashim avim, when the person brings them. Maschal bikur, he begins and he says, higadati hayim l'shem l'kecha, I've said today to Hashem, say today to Hashem, your God, because I've come to the land, etc. Arami Abir Abi, in Armenian, referring to Labi, love and try to destroy my father, Yaakov, until he finishes that whole parasha, and until where it says, Hashem, that you have given me. Now, it has to be recited only in the holy tongue, in Lashon HaKadosh. Like it says in the pasuk, Nisa v'amarta, you shall respond, and you should say, meaning in this wording, which learned from Zer Shavu. Where here it says the Benisa Vamarta says by the Brachas and Klolas, Hargrizma Ha'Ebel, Ba'anu Alvim Ba'amru, there it's also learned from Gezer Shabbat, ultimately telling us it has to be Losh Nakaidish. Now, Halach Yidav Birshain in the beginning, Komisha Hayyidei Likris, whoever knew how to say the Parash Bakurim in Losh Nakaidish, Karmi, he would say himself. Bechob Misha Inyidei Likris, whoever didn't know how to say it, Makronai say they would recite in front of it for him. Now, Nimnu Elo She'en Yodin Likris Malahavi, but then those who didn't know how to recite stopped bringing the Bakurim, Kadesh Le Kalema, that they shouldn't be embarrassed that they don't know how to read it. So the courts instituted that they should recite in front of even someone who knows how to recite, like one who doesn't know how to, so that everyone should be equal and no one should be embarrassed that he's not reciting himself. Now, look at Beis Rabbim talks about the order of bringing of the bikurim. How maybe as a bikurim, someone brings the first fruits, Yeshle Rishus Litnim La'avdoi or Kuroivoi, he has the permission to give it to his slave or to his relative, B'chaladerech, the whole journey, Ashmigila Harbais, until they reach the Temple Mount. But once they reach the Temple Mount, he himself, the one who's bringing it from his field, he should take the basket and put it on his shoulder. And even who's the greatest king of the Jewish people, and he enters into the Har Habayis until he reaches the courtyard. And he should be reciting with the basket still on the shoulder. The Pesukim, as we mentioned before, I recite today to Hashem, your God, B'Gaymer, etc. where he finishes that the pasuk. Umayd hasal me'alka sefer, and he takes the basket off of his shoulder. Loiches a besvasa, and he grabs a hold of the edge of it. Va'koyin menich yodetachtem, and the koyin, he puts his hands beneath the basket, because Yisrael is holding the edge of it. Umeinif, and they do this elevation ceremony. The kaire, and the owner recites the next part. Arami Abed Avi, the Armenian tried to destroy my father, and the year Mitzrayim, and then he went down to Mitzrayim, etc. Etchakamakol a parsha until he finished the whole parsha. And then the manicha b'tzad ha-mizbeach, then he leaves the basket on the side of the mizbeach, b'kerendra mizmerabes, on the southwestern corner, b'dre mishal keren, on the south part of that corner, v'ishtachabeh, he bows, v'yitzei, and he leaves. Now, minayim shem tun and tenufa, and how do we know that it requires this elevation? Shemak says in the pasuk, v'lokach ha-koyin ha-tin mi'idecha, the koyin should take the basket from your hand, where you learn gzeir shava, yad from shlamim, which requires tenufa. L'rabbe says the bikurim l'tenufa, which comes to include the bikurim, the first fruits that have to have this elevation. Now, k'shem shetun tenufa, and just like it requires tenufa, kach tun carbon shlamim v'shir, so it requires a carbon shlamim to be brought, a Thanksgiving offering, a complete offering, and v'shir, and a song. How do we know? The Shnem Ben, because it says regarding the misamach, the b'chalat tev, you should rejoice in all the good, and that says regarding bikurim. No, b'regol ma'iman, on the yom tev, it says, misamach b'chagech, you should rejoice in your yom tev. Now, masim chazachag b'shlamim, just like we know by the rejoicing of the yom tev, you have to bring the shamachag, you have to bring a shlamim. I've come a shlamim, so over here it says joy also has to have a shlamim. And ve'inakam ma'kaves, but the carbon that you bring does not withhold the validity of the bikurim. Now, halacha gimel ve'emes, I kurim b'shir alim, and when do you say this song on this bikurim? Mishagi Lazar, when they reached the courtyard, halavim hoy meschilim v'kurim, the levim would begin, and they would say, the mizmer in tilim, arim chashem, I will sing to you, elevate you, Hashem, ki delzana, because you have lifted me up. Halachi dal, naha bikurim tunalina, bikurim the first fruits, when someone brings it, also requires that he stays the night, ketzad haso. Hevi v'kurim l'mikdosh v'kara, so he brings his first fruits to the base of Mikdash, and he recites the parasha. V'hikr shlamav, and he brings his karmen shlamim. Lo yetze v'yisayim Yerushalayim lach samakam, he shouldn't leave that day from Yerushalayim to go back to his place. Eliyol and Shom, rather, he should spend the night over there, v'yachzul l'mochal ir, and the next morning, he should go back to his city. Shnemak says in the Pasig, in Devarim, ufanisa b'beki, you'll turn in the morning, v'lach l'lach, you'll go back to your tent. Which tells us, kol pi nashat apayim in the Mikdash, l'kshad tabaloi, all the turnings that you turn away from the base of Mikdash when you come there, le'yu elu b'beki, should only be in the morning, and that's the binyav for all kabbanas that we learn out that requires linam from the shlam. Now, nimtzaisa aimer, so comes it that you say, shebikurim tun shibidvam, that we said that bikurim requires seven things. Havas makam has to be brought to the place to Yerushalayim, as we said in the previous perek halacha aleph. And ukli requires a vessel, like we said here in halacha zayin. Kri resigned the parasha that we mentioned in Barami Abu Rabbi and halacha yud. The carbon shalom, like we said in halacha beis. And v'shir in the song, at nuvan and elevation. And valina, and that a person has to spend the night.